The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where the call is to stay well. And our call is for you to take control of your genes so you can have the life you want. And I have a new book coming out called This Is Your Do-Over. So in this segment, in the second half of this hour, we're going to get to some questions, and you can ask me questions about This Is Your Do-Over. Call in whatever you want, or call in 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Feel free to call in. And now one of the people on the call-in line is the usual, if you will, co-conspirator with me, Bridget. Bridget?
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What now? Tell me your favorite medical story of the week. We haven't gotten to many of them, so I need your favorite.
My favorite medical story of the week was the one on the toddler foods, finding that there's a lot of sugar and sodium, more than most parents probably even are aware of.
Okay, so we haven't talked about that, so let's go and take it from the top. Tell us about toddler and infant foods, and who was it who looked at the amount of sugar and sodium in it, and maybe that's what gets our kids hooked on sugar and sodium. Well, who did the research, and how was it done?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. I think that when you start kids eating a lot of sugar and sodium at an early age, that's what their taste buds become accustomed to, and those are the types of foods that they crave later on. So the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, researchers from there, they looked at 1,074 infant and toddler food products, and they analyzed the amount of added sugar and sodium that were in all of those products. And then when they broke it down to the actual mixed grains and fruits, they found that there were 79 total toddler products that had mixed grains and fruits. And they found that of those, that almost half of them contained one added sugar. And then they also found that 35 of those had 35% of their calories that were coming straight from sugar. Then when they looked at the sodium,
Let me go over this slowly.
Okay.
More than half of them had added sugar as an ingredient.
Right.
And 35% of them had more than 35% of the calories from just added sugar. Which is really, since we say you should have zero calories from added sugar, or as little as you can, because sugar raises your blood sugar level, which changes the way your proteins function in a way that makes them behave towards promoting disease or towards inhibiting health. So that's a very bad thing. So how do parents identify this? Is it pretty obvious on the labels?
So if you're reading the labels, then it would be, you would look for any source of added sugar that's in the ingredients, anything from evaporated cane juice, honey would even be considered an added sugar, maple syrup. A lot of times maple syrup and honey are thought to be maybe healthier sources of sugar, but at the end of the day, they end up having a very similar effect on your blood sugar as any other kind. In addition to that, even if you're buying organic food products for your toddlers, you still want to pay attention to the ingredients and looking at the sugar, because organic sugar is not any better than naturally occurring sugar, regular sugar, because that also has a similar effect on your blood sugar. So, I mean, the message is really that parents should be reading the labels and that companies shouldn't be putting so much sugar in the toddler's food to begin with. So I think that from an individual standpoint, that the way you can prevent this for your family is to read the labels, and then we have to hopefully eventually change policies so that food manufacturers aren't allowed to add such harmful ingredients to toddlers' food.
And so when they add these ingredients to toddler's food, was there any response in the story or in the article or the researchers got from some of the food companies that had added these things? I assume, you know, they're only since it's both in infants and toddlers' food, so the infants had the problem too. Is there any let me go and repeat. Is there any way of holding the food processing companies or the people who make this baby food, or should you just be making baby food yourself?
I mean, I would recommend making baby food yourself. It's not very time-consuming to do. You can even do something like sweet potatoes, just pureeing them in a food processor. I think a food processor would be a great investment for any parents of little children, and in addition to older children. So I think that that's a really good suggestion. And then in terms of holding the food companies responsible, I'm not sure what will be done in the future, but what I would maybe hope for is that an agency like the Center for Science and the Public Interest that has a lot of credibility and is able to go after some of these companies that aren't looking out for the best, for the well-being of consumers, maybe they would have a role in trying to go after some of these companies. Because they actually were able to do that with sugary cereals and trying to have companies sign on to not market to kids as much or as heavily. So I think that that could be something maybe in the future.
And now tell us the other thing about the story. Is there anything else you really thought was fascinating about the infant food? And has anyone done this on teenagers' food? I would bet teenagers' food is much worse than infant and children, because you're essentially addicting the infants and kids, and so probably the teenagers' food would even be worse, or do we not have the data on that?
Well, there's not data on that because there's not a way to really separate the teenagers' food compared to adult food. But I guess the best way to look at it would be in the school lunch program, since we know that the majority of children consume about 2/3 of their meals when they're at school between the school lunch or the school breakfast program and then the school lunch program as well. So I think that maybe it's better that the schools are serving meals for teenagers, but I think that the school lunch program still has room for improvement as well. But then to your second question, the other interesting thing was looking at the sodium, and they found that 72% of the toddler dinners contained more than 210 milligrams of sodium in each. So that was about half of the foods that were made for the toddlers contained an equivalent level of sodium that you would see in plain potato chips. So it just seems like there's a lot of added ingredients that aren't necessary, and that food manufacturers really need to come up with a way to modify their food products so that they're not adding as many horrible ingredients. I mean, it's like what I always tell my patients is that you should really only look for the necessary ingredients. So if you're looking at a jar of peanut butter, per se, that's obviously not a toddler food, but the only ingredients in peanut butter should be peanuts and possibly sea salt. If there's any other ingredients, it makes no sense. So that's clearly a way to add calories and sugar and junk. So the same is true for toddler foods. I think that that's just really only the necessary ingredients. And you'll find out a lot more from the ingredient list than anywhere else on the food label.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, my favorite section on the You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well. And when I say it's my favorite section, it is clearly what the section I consider is incredibly powerful. And what he's got to say about something and shingles, what triggers shingles, is a breakthrough. It's new research that's a breakthrough. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Stay well.
everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike, and you're listening now to my favorite section of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. It's What's Toxic and What's Not with Gary Ginsberg. So, Gary, one of the things that I was really surprised about was this thing on arsenic and shingles. What does arsenic have to do with shingles?
Okay, well, we know that shingles comes from Varicella zoster, which is a virus that is chickenpox, that causes chickenpox. And we know that if you get chickenpox early in life, that you do have the viral entity in your body, but it's dormant. And what keeps it dormant is your immunity. So you don't end up dying of chickenpox. You get over chickenpox because you can raise an immune reaction to it. And that keeps the virus in check. However, the later secondary version of the virus, if your immune system is weakened, if you are in old age, you have a weakened immunity, or for whatever reason you have weakened immunity, the virus can come back and reactivate in the form of shingles, a very painful neurological muscular disorder. And arsenic is immunotoxic. And it's been known that people in cultures where there's high arsenic in drinking water or who have been poisoned by arsenic, they get shingles. So that's a high dose. So these researchers in the United States wanted their theory that maybe the levels of arsenic that are common in our diet, in our drinking water, in the contaminants that we get from various places, maybe that is also associated with the occurrence of shingles. So they looked at the NHANES database, which is this large database I've talked about before on the show, of the general population of the United States, 3,300 people in the database that they looked at. They looked at the biomarker for arsenic in urine from all these people, and they looked at the prevalence of being seronegative. For, in other words, you don't have the antibodies to the herpes zoster virus. So these are people who probably have gotten it either through an immunization or through getting chickenpox early in life, but they don't have now the immunity to it. And it turns out that there was a pretty strong correlation between the higher the arsenic exposure and being what we call seronegative, or not having the antibodies against this virus, which means that these people are more likely to turn a latent herpes zoster infection into shingles at some point. So arsenic wouldn't be the only reason, but it could be part of the reason why, contributing cause for shingles. So it's an interesting correlation, needs to be followed up, but again, it just reemphasizes the point that if you're on a private well, you should test your water for arsenic, eating rice. You want to limit it to only maybe two or three times a week. Don't eat especially brown rice every day, because the levels of arsenic, especially domestic brown rice, would be highest in that kind of variety.
Now, explain to us, so most people think that buying in the U.S. is better, but in fact, with domestic rice and domestic apple juice, that's one of the things Dr. Oz's show pointed out, both the rice and the apple juice. So we have to owe Dr. Oz a thanks for getting these down. But still, they're high. And why are they higher in the United States than elsewhere?
Well, the rice is because where we're growing rice now in the United States, we used to grow cotton in those old cotton fields back home that was down south in places like Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas. Those cotton fields were treated pretty heavily with arsenic to control pests onto the cotton. Well, now the cotton's gone, but we're growing rice in those fields. And guess what? Arsenic moves quite well into rice. And in fact, the arsenic was toxic to the rice, so USDA came up with a cultivar of rice that was resistant to arsenic. So now we're growing rice in the southwest U.S. that is resistant to arsenic, will grow in high arsenic soil, but yet still takes it up and then puts it into our dinner.
And can you get high enough levels? I was unclear from what you were saying. Can you get high enough levels from just eating rice, say you ate it every day? Brown rice is common. Say you ate it every day in certain diets. Could that suppress the immune system enough just by itself to promote the shingles?
That's the million-dollar question, Mike, and that's unclear. This study suggests, because this study is just normal, healthy Americans, and it's covering the range of arsenic exposure that's out there commonly. And within that range, they saw a correlation to lower immunity against the shingles virus. So it seems like, and what's one of the main sources that these people in the study were getting arsenic from? Probably from rice, some degree from apple juice, some degree from drinking water. It's possible. I can't say probable at this point. We need more data, but it certainly is possible. And there's other reasons to try to decrease your ingestion of arsenic, including cancer risk, including high heart disease risk. So, again, test your drinking water. Make sure your well, if you're on a private well, does not have high arsenic. And number two, white rice is lower than brown rice. You can pre-soak the rice to get rid of about 30% of the arsenic before get rid of the soak water. And then cook it. I tell people who like rice or are on a gluten-free diet, trying to eat rice every day, probably not a good idea to eat it every day, but, balance it off with other grains that probably are much lower in arsenic.
And the other thing
is, Gary,
you can get
about
balsamic.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Bridget.
I'm not sure. What was that question?
What about boiling rice in extra water in addition to soaking it? Would you think that would help to remove arsenic, like adding triple the water that you would and then drain the excess water after the rice is cooked?
Yeah, I think you'd end up with pretty mushy rice. Aesthetically, I don't know how. Do you do that? Does that work? I would think you'd get mushy rice.
I've never done it, but I read an article that it decreases the arsenic content.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was accurate or not.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it would, but I think pre-soaking and discarding the water, then cooking it in a normal amount of water probably gets rid of the same amount of arsenic, and you get better quality meal.
Damon on our email line says, what about buying the brown rice from overseas? Does that have less arsenic in it?
Yes. Yeah, European studies have shown that it's the U.S. sources are higher. You can buy California rice. That tends to be lower. Both the brown and the white rice tends to be lower than the rice from South Central U.S. You can get Indian jasmine rice. That's also lower. Tends to be, fairly lower. So, the rice in general will be high relative to other grains, but if you stay away from the South Central U.S., at least you're heading in the right direction. Again, I would say rice 2 or 3 times a week is probably a good balance, given the nutritional value and given the arsenic content.
Now, you've got two wonderful stories. You've got two wonderful stories, Gary. Let me come back to, can you stay after the half hour tonight? Because I want to get both of these.
All right. Any other questions about the rice, or should we move on to another story?
Let's go on to your mailbag. Are there any disinfectants that are safe?
Yeah, so humidifier disinfectants. This became a huge issue in Korea, of all places, where there were about 50 to 100.
And Gary, I'm going to have to. We'll come back to this story about disinfectants being safe right after these important announcements. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual on Radio MD. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, this is Dr. Mike Smith, host of Healthy Talk on Radio MD. You know, the science from across the globe is clear. Curcumin benefits nearly every organ system in the body and helps inhibit inflammatory factors, supports immune, heart, bone, and colon health, as well as healthy cell division, which is why no whole body health regimen is complete without it. Now, while curcumin is typically poorly absorbed, Life Extension Super Biocurcumin features BCM95, a patented curcumin that absorbs up to 7 times better than standard curcumin supplements. Life Extension is making you an incredible offer on their super absorbable curcumin supplement. Just visit lifeextension.com/spice right now for a 50% discount on Super Biocurcumin. That's lifeextension.com/spice to absorb all the curcumin your body needs. Go to lifeextension.com/spice now.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the call is to stay well. And one of those things that will keep you staying well is the person I'm talking to, Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not? We've just talked about why arsenic in well water, in drinking water, in apple juice, even in brown rice, may be promoting shingles, because the arsenic, which is higher in brown rice grown in the United States and higher in apple juice, is a immune suppressant, allowing, if you will, for the shingles vaccine to penetrate and be overt shingles. But right now, what I want to talk to Gary Ginsberg about, he's kindly consented to stay on, is his mailbag and this question, are any disinfectants safe? And this came, you said, from Korea?
No, the question didn't come from Korea. The question came from Connecticut. But the question is, caller had heard that humidifier disinfectants, now these are disinfectants you put into the reservoir, the water, so that it doesn't grow algae or bacteria, are those unsafe because of reports out of Korea? And that's accurate. There have been reports out of Korea of interstitial lung disease, and it was quite mysterious for a while until they tracked down that just about all the cases of this childhood interstitial lung disease were in homes where they used humidifiers. These cases happened in late winter and early spring, which was after months of, you know, this is the time of the year to talk about this because you're humidifying your house. If somebody has bronchitis, a child has head cold, you want to humidify so that the nasal passages aren't irritated and the mucus is moistened. And so humidifiers are quite common this time of the year. But in Korea, they found a correlation with late winter, springtime, interstitial lung disease in children and humidifier use. And they also found that it was mostly in the families that put these disinfectants into the reservoir water so that they wouldn't grow bacteria. And so think about it. If you've got this water sitting around for 3 or 4 days while you're running the humidifier, that it could grow bacteria, and you could be putting that bacteria, that algae, up into the air, and your child could be breathing it in. You don't want that to happen. So should you be using these disinfectants? Well, in Korea, they figured out that there's a certain classes of disinfectants that were the cause and can produce a lot of lung damage in animal models. And so we know those shouldn't be used. We don't use those for the most part in the United States, but the ones that we do use are quaternary amines. Those are also fairly irritating. They're on the market as liquids that could be added to the reservoir water. I would recommend, instead of using those, because they could be potentially irritating, they could get into your child's lungs because they will vaporize and get into the air with especially the cool mist, you know, when you generate that mist. So rather than having your child breathe in these quaternary amine disinfectants, you know, dump the water after every day or at least every other day, clean it out with soap and water. If you want to disinfect the parts and the reservoir, use vinegar. Don't use bleach. Use vinegar. And get it scrubbed up and put fresh water in it. It doesn't have to be specially filtered water. And you're good to go. So rather than put disinfectants in the water, just stay on top of it, keep it clean, change the water every day, and use vinegar if you want to provide extra disinfectants. But I would stay away from the liquid disinfectants that they sell for this.
So that's really, really impressive work on this topic. Gary, is there any reason? So what you've said is the real thing you should do is just keep changing the humidifier water and it
right.
isn't putting anything in it.
Rather than leaving the water sitting there and putting chemicals in, which your child will end up breathing, much better to, you know where these disinfectants come in handy are large, workplaces where you've got, an air handling system that's humidifying the air in the wintertime, and they have large tanks of water that they are vaporizing and adding to the airflow in the building. Those systems do need to use like a quaternary amine, but those are adults sitting at work, and most people don't have a problem with that. But for your child with a bedroom door closed, we know from their Korea situation that these disinfectants will get into the lungs, and if there's any potential irritation, some of these quaternary amines are fairly irritating. So I would suggest staying away from that and doing it the old-fashioned way. just cleaning out the parts. Maybe every 3 days to do a thorough cleaning, but at least dump the water every day.
Now, someone has written in, this is Gail from Chicago, and she wrote in, isn't Legionnaire's disease caused by these humidifiers? Don't you need something to stop Legionella?
Yes. Well, you're not going to get Legionella if you dump the water and clean the parts as I just instructed. What happens on boats or in large, again, workplaces, large air handling systems is that if the reservoir, there's water sitting around, it can grow bacteria, as Gail has pointed out, and it could lead to spreading of something like Legionella into the air. So that's why these large systems, which are too difficult to fully clean out on a frequent basis, they need to dump in some of the disinfectants. So she's absolutely right. There is a public health use for the disinfectants in larger systems, but you don't need to use those at home. You don't need to use the chemical disinfectants at home.
Well, she says she lives in a large apartment building and has two young kids. Is this a risk for her? And should you not, I mean, she says the large apartment building has central humidification and heating. They control the temperature, but it's centrally sent.
Right, right. No, that is a good question. If there is a reaction to this, we're not using the lethal disinfectants that they used in Korea. So, and by the way, those have largely been banned now, even in Korea. So the disinfectants that we're using in this country could have some irritation potential. If she's noticing anything, an irritation reaction in the lungs, especially in her kids, it might be a good question to ask exactly what are they using and how safely are they tested? How well tested are they? But for now, if everybody's kind of happy and breathing well, it's probably, they've probably been exposed to it this whole time, and the levels may be very low. The amount of humidification they're using is much less in a big building like that than it would be in a child's bedroom when you're really getting it moist to vaporize their lungs when they have an infection. So that's
Gary,
the worst
we got to quickly go to the last one, which is one I love, which is what about colony collapse disorder, and
yes,
is there something new about it?
Yes, finally a smoking gun. And interesting that a medical school did this research. This is on bees. So they took honeybees and they exposed them in sort of like a nectar water to neonicotinoid pesticides. These are the pesticides that have become very prevalent since the 1990s. That's the number one insecticide that's used in the United States on crops like corn and soy. And Europe has now a 2-year moratorium on using them. In this particular study, they did a direct effect of these neonicotinoids on bees. The bees became confused. The bees became, they did not recognize.
Confused bees will have.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com. PrevaLeaf.com to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. And treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your health. I have a new book coming out, 224. Of this year, that's February 24th, and so I've got several questions. This one comes from my sister Marcia, who's a devoted watcher, listener, and apparently she didn't want to get on the phone line, but she told me, is there an age, certain age, beyond which a do-over stops being effective? So let's first say, what is a do-over? Well, in sports, like golf, you get mulligans. In movies, you get second takes. But with health, we throw the chips in. With a do-over, you get a second chance, and you get to change your genes and proteins. It's just not that hard. There's seven essential deeds to the do-over. So you get a do-over. You don't have to worry about a series of do-over attempts. The goal is to feel fully vital and have a great life with your do-over. So you get it, forgive yourself, move on, do the seven deeds. So Marcia asked, is there a certain age beyond which a do-over stops being effective? And the answer is when you're 6 feet under. That's when you can no longer get a do-over. Now, many people think it's easier to get a do-over when you're younger. But one of my favorite do-overs was a family of three, a mom, a daughter, and a grandmother. The grandmother was well past 60, and she was, when we started working with her, in a wheelchair. How could she walk? How could she do that essential do-over deed? So I got her pedometer and asked if she could walk to the bathroom. And she said, yes, she did walk to the bathroom. And so I said, just put on the pedometer, and for the next 3 days, just email me your number of steps you do each day. And she averaged 64 steps. So she said, I'll never get to 10,000. I said, don't worry. I want you to do me a favor. Will you never take fewer steps tomorrow than you took today? That is, always today, take the same steps or a few more than you did yesterday. And she said, yes. And so off she went trotting. And by the end of 2 years, she got out of her wheelchair and into a walker. She got rid of her diabetic medications. And in 4 years, she got out of the walker and has been walking fine. She got rid of her arthritis. She's gotten off of 2 of her 3 blood pressure pills. So she really got a do-over. So she's, if you will, the case. If she can do it, virtually anyone can do it, and it's unaged. So anyone can get a do-over. There are a couple keys in the reason why you can get a do-over at any age. And that is, you keep producing new proteins, and your proteins you produce, you can get to be better than the ones you just metabolized and got rid of. I'm going to take another couple of questions that people have sent in. Are you concerned that a do-over will be too tough for the average person to achieve? And the answer is no. A do-over is really easy. You build up to it and then adopt progressive habits. So it's really quite easy for everyone to achieve. And that story about the three women is one of my favorite stories that shows that virtually anyone can achieve it. Now, there are a couple things, and one of them is what do I fear most that people will do? And this is true of men more than anything. Men try and do too much. That is, they say, well, I feel so good doing these 4,000 steps. I've been worked up from 3,000 to 4,000 over 3 weeks. Why don't I just see if I can do 10,000 now? And what happens, and men challenge themselves all the time, and what happens is they challenge themselves so much that they get an injury and set themselves back to the beginning. So the hardest part of sustaining a do-over is to not do too much too fast, that is, not get injured too fast. So those are some of my favorite questions. I'm going to ask another one. How long have you been doing your do-over was a question asked. And another one, what kind of exercise should our viewers be doing? So let me take that one. What kind of exercise should our viewers be doing to get a do-over? And the best one is simple walking, 10,000 steps a day. That 10,000 steps a day gives you more than 60% of the benefit you can get from all exercises in the world. You heard it earlier today. We said a moderate jogging, in fact, gave you more benefit than running marathons. And that's because there's a ideal point at which you don't exhaust your genes and don't exhaust your proteins and don't create free radical damage, but in fact, get to build up the antioxidants inside your cell. So 10,000 steps a day, why is that the secret? Because that's the number at which insulin resistance decreases and the glucose goes in your cells rather than staying in your bloodstream. Glucose going in your cells is what you want. 12,000 doesn't do any better than 10. 10 does better than 8,000. So that's why we say 10,000 steps a day, and that gives you more than 60% of the benefit that you can get from all exercise that you can do. Now, there are questions on food and buddies. My favorite is the buddies one, because buddies are the secret do-over deed. That is, getting a buddy and having the buddy help you stay healthy is the secret sauce to a do-over. So we'll discuss that much more, but I'm going to take a couple questions. That is, how do you choose a do-over buddy? And that's really the key, is to getting a buddy, is to getting one that you can have fun with. So a do-over is a fun way of changing your health. And it has to be scientifically valid. That is, you have to have the 10,000 steps, etc. But What I like to see people do is have fun with each of their choices. So it isn't that this is painful, or you're trying to overcome something with willpower. You want to have fun. And that's one of the keys in selecting the buddy. That is, who can you have fun with, who will keep you moving, and at the same time, to keep you moving, they won't be thought of as an ogre or someone who's smacking you down all the time, but as someone who's encouraging you, having fun with you, making it fun for you to do your healthy choices so you'll keep vital for the rest of your life. Well, I think that's probably enough of the questions on This Is Your Do-Over, getting your second chance at the life you want. There's a formal name to the book, which I'll give you in a few seconds, but the basics is that what you've heard so far is how do you get a second chance at the life you want. The formal second topic is, or the formal name of the book is, This Is Your Do-Over, The 7 Secrets to Losing Weight, Living Longer, and Getting a Second Chance at the Life You Want. The foreword's written by Dr. Oz. Thank you for tuning in to You, the Owner's Manual radio show today on Radio MD. Stay well, and remember, you get a do-over if you want it. It's much easier than you think, and we'll tell you how. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
Curcumin benefits nearly every organ system in the body.